The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey everybody, my name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings, Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and His divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings. Today, a special show, a conversation with my friend, General Michael Flynn. We've been together for about 4 years, the general and I. When COVID hit, the election was stolen from us back in 2020. You remember those days. I had had him on the show. I had just started the show 4 years ago. President Trump was denied, of course, the election, as we all know. And I had bet a friend of mine in high school, this bottle of wine sits right over there, just over there on my over my left shoulder. For 4 years, that bottle of wine has sat there because I asked the general, should I give up this bottle of wine? Did I really lose this bet? Did Trump lose this election? No, General Flynn said, hold the wine. Do not give up that wine. Hold the wine. A play on the words, hold the line. That went viral. People were making shirts that said, hold the wine on it and so forth. Well, that wine is right over there. We're going to drink that wine when Trump reclaims the White House. Believe it. On this show, one way or another, we're going to open that bottle together with all of you and toast President Trump becoming number 47. Today, I'm talking with General Flynn about his movie, Flynn, Deliver the Truth No Matter the Cost. You can go to flynnmovie.com and get information about his national tour with this movie going on all across the country. flynnmovie.com, check it out. I want to let you see this conversation that I had with him from his traveling trailer and his studio going across the country. My conversation with my friend, General Michael Flynn.
President's former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. So I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
Hi, everybody. The Right Side with Doug Billings here. One of our good friends, a friend of the program, a friend of mine, General Michael Flynn. General, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, Doug, for having me. What a great, great time to be alive, right?
I mean, we're
blessed to be alive. And thanks for having me on your show, your great show, and your great audience. I mean, it's just wonderful.
Thank you. Well, we've been in this since about the beginning, and the show was born about 4 years ago. I met you shortly thereafter, and Remember our bottle of wine sitting right over here behind me?
I do. November 6th, 2024.
We will, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring a camera somewhere, wherever we are on that day, and we will open that bottle of
wine. One way or the other. One way or the other, we're going to open that bottle of wine. Because
I tell you what, that was great. Look, we're here. You have a movie to talk about. Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. You're in the tour bus now, living the life of a rock star. Probably not that glamorous, but it looks
good. It's not that glamorous, but it's a nice setup. We're able to operate from this RV, and we're excited to bring this message of the movie that the movie provides across America. We're going to hit 35 cities in about 50 days. And we're going to be coming to Branson, Missouri, as you know, and Wichita, Kansas. And we're actually going to be there within the next week. We're in Savannah, Georgia today. So yeah, we're very, very excited. It's a great movie. The feedback so far has been enormously, it's so gratifying because, you put your heart and soul into something like this to tell a really difficult and heartfelt story. And it's very emotional, and it's a story of survival.
Yep. And I will, I want to give a little plug to Branson, the good people out there. This Thursday, April 11th, you're going to be down there. I'll be there with you and your team. So everybody can go grab some tickets to Branson, Missouri on April 11th. In general, where do they go to get these tickets?
They go to flynnmovie.com, flynnmovie.com. And you can sign up by just providing your email, and it gives those that sign up updates as to where we're going to be and when. But they go to flynnmovie.com. There's a button on that page that shows the tour, and you go down to where you're at. And I'm talking to your audience now, wherever you're at in the country, because I know you have a great big audience all over the nation. But wherever we are at, you hit that city, and you can purchase tickets. You can go at the general admission level or the VIP level for those that go at the VIP level. We have a great, great set of gifts. That's probably at about it's actually over $100 worth of books and a DVD combo, some great posters that we are giving to every VIP. So the VIP is at the $200 level and the general admission is at $35. And we actually have about half and half, for the numbers. So, Venice, we had 850 people. We had we had 300 and something VIPs last night. No, the night before last in Winter Haven, Florida, about the same, 450 people, about 200 were VIP. So we appreciate people that are coming to view this movie. And I'm there at every single one. We do a Q&A right after the movie's over with.
Well, and another thing, General, is you would expect, at least I would, in this cancel culture, that this thing that the radical left, the deep state, people around us who don't like us would be trying to cancel you, and perhaps they are, but doggone it, you guys are selling, you're trending number one on Amazon. You guys are going like gangbusters.
Yeah. Last night, we got another report back from the folks that are tracking that for us. We are number one on Amazon, beating Oppenheimer, Aquaman, Barbie, and Willy Wonka too, right? The last thing we all need is more chocolate. So, but that's a pretty nice place to be. I'm humbled by that. That means that the American people are really starving for the truth. And that's why the subtitle of the movie, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost.
I look, maybe I'm an eternal optimist and so forth. No one has said more than I and you that we are currently in a nightmare. There's no doubt about it. Administrator Biden, this commune socialist conglomeration, the Democratic Party, in my view, I've told you this before, doesn't exist. Clearly, they've morphed into something that is not an American political party. And yet America is thirsty for what you're offering. And I think it's to my point, the worse this nightmare gets, the more people are waking up. And I tip my hat to you in this film. How did the movie come about? I'm going to be playing some clips and so forth, and we'll have information on the screen as we're talking. But how did this come about? And give us the Reader's Digest version of what this film is all about, General.
Yeah. So first of all, the film came about because I felt so strongly that I needed to tell my story, because over the last few years, you watch the media continue to just drive a narrative that's so false. It's just filled with lies and deception. The movie itself, obviously it's about my story of my time in service, my time in politics, and then my persecution And then a big message of hope at the end. The key players are Tucker Carlson, who's a friend of mine, and Devin Nunez, Lee Smith, who's a investigative journalist, Tracy Diaz, who's also an investigative journalist, and of course, members of my family. My wife plays a prominent role. I think people will be blown away by her role. I think the timing, though, right now is really important, why this movie is so important. And I did pick this timing. I wanted it to come out after the primaries were over as we head into November. But the movie itself is one of those, it will be seen as one of those timeless movies. As a woman who came out of the movie the other night, who was a lawyer, said, every law school in the country needs to be taught this movie. And yeah. I was really honored when she said that. And she said it, you know, in tears. It's a very emotional movie, very emotional. It's very heartfelt, very honest. It's like I say, you know, I don't hide anything. We don't talk about, you know, I don't gloss over anything. We go through all of the different things that people that were done to me or said about me and why. And I also address why, you know, the metaphor, Flynn knows where the bodies are buried. I address that. There are things that are in this movie that I have never spoken about before, ever, in any podcast, any article, or any book that I've written. So there's some really powerful moments in this movie where it's like people are going to, you know, going to go, holy crap, I didn't know that. And I hope it changes the minds, not about Mike Flynn, but about the direction that America is heading. And if we don't get involved in our communities, like I've always been saying, Doug, and you've been a big, you know, you've assisted me so well over the years to help me get that message out. And I appreciate that. You know, if we the people don't get back involved, we're going to have that commune socialist government that you keep talking about.
Yep.
And it's for real. We're not on the tracks right now. We're off the tracks, but with the right leaders and the right leadership. And obviously we want to see Donald J. Trump get back into office. But this movie is not about Republicans and Democrats. It's about America. It is really about America and about fighting for America. As you know, we say fight like a Flynn. And boy, I'm going to tell you, if you don't get that sense from watching this movie, then you're asleep. And this movie is not one that you're asleep through, believe me.
I've heard that. I've watched some of the clips of people coming out after the screening. And again, I have not. I'm going to see it for the first time in Branson with you on Thursday night. So
you'll be blown away.
Looking forward to that. I can't wait. When you were putting this together, you know, aside from praying about it and talking with your wife Lori about it, who did you go to? Who did you go to and bounce? Did you show it to President Trump? Did you show it to anybody, or did you give anybody an inkling about what you were doing and get any advice from anybody?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I didn't. I think the most important advice I got was from my family, members of my family, and definitely my wife.
Yeah.
I did. The interesting thing, and I think another aspect of this film, is that I know a lot of people that do documentaries, particularly on the conservative side and for conservative issues. I didn't want to go that route. I love those people, but I didn't want to go that route. The route I wanted to go, and I was you know, blessed to be introduced to the director of this movie, who is from Hollywood. His name is Scott Wiper, and people can go look him up. And so the crew that did the filming was a Hollywood production crew. And these were people that, like, they knew me. They, you know, these are not commie, you know, leftist type people. I mean, you know, they're not, but they are very, you know, very liberal, so to speak. And it took time to find them. It took time to build that team. And I give the director, Scott Wiper, a lot of credit for bringing them together and saying, look, this is a powerful piece of history. Let's just do it and let's see what the outcome is. Every single one of them that was involved had a, you know, sort of a mic drop moment, if you will. And now they are, you know, they're not drinking the Kool-Aid.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. If there was some sort of a conversion going on during this film. Right?
Big conversion by these guys. And that's what I wanted to see, because the audience that I'm, you know, I mean, there's an audience out there of Americans that have been, you know, just bombarded with lies and deception. And so people, you know, that don't want to say that, yeah, I went to see the Flynn movie.
they can go get it. It's number one on Amazon, and you know, they can go to flynnmovie.com. They can purchase the live stream too. They can come to one of the events quietly. Don't have to wear a MAGA or America First shirt. Just come on in, and you will be transposed by watching this film. Because this is not about Republicans and Democrats. This is about America and the direction that America is taking, and why we're taking it, and how we got here, and how we can get out of it. That's really the essence of this movie.
Amen and right on. Yeah, I'm watching some of these, the trailer that your staff sent me, the teaser trailer about it, looks phenomenal. And the audience that would go to this film anyway, this is you would not draw the, I mean, look, our side, I know it's not about Republicans and Democrats, the right side of the aisle would not lambast or tease or make fun or give anybody any trouble who is of the liberal ilk. We want everybody to see this. And so much is the case, General. I've heard about this on other movie sets where an actor would have a conversion. I mean, you hear about Martin Sheen having a conversion of faith when he was making some of his movies, the movie about Bishop Romero in Central America. This movie, I can see, and isn't it typical, where the truth, you tell the truth boldly, unapologetically, and the truth will set you free. The truth will enlighten you. And that's what this film apparently will do.
Yeah, I think that anybody that sees it, that has a heart and a soul and a family, even if a small family, even if a family that's not together, you're going to find strength from this movie. And it doesn't have, the politics of it is not a paramount component, other than just being persecuted, by a machine that surrounds politics. And I think that all of us at some point in time in our lives go through persecution. Some are more high profile like mine. What is happening to, others in our world today? But everybody goes through a level of persecution. Everybody, there's death in the family. I've had death in my family. I mean, both my parents are deceased, but I lost a very close sister of mine to a tragic death. You know, there's all kinds of things that go on in people's lives, divorces and drug abuse and suicide. So I think people are going to watch this film and they're going to experience a set of emotions that we need right now in America. And we need to have that emotional response, that gut response. And then we need to say, and this movie will cause this, we need to say, what more can I do? What more can I do as a citizen? We cannot keep pointing out those people up there or over there and saying that that's going to be where our solution is. That's how things will be solved. No, it's not. It's going to be solved by the strength of our faith, the strength of our family, those true friends that I talk about, and understanding, really understanding the battle that we are waging. And it's powerful.
Well, I tip my hat to you, salute you, sir. It's an honor to be your friend. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a few days in Branson. Tell the people again where they can go, get the movie, get tickets, and show up. You're going to be throughout this country, not just in Branson, not just in Wichita, but you're going to go on you're in the midst of a national tour right now. Tell us how we get there.
Yep. And so they go to flynnmovie.com, and on that page, there's a live tour. A set of dates, and it's all scripted. It's all lined up, and they can look at where we're going to be all over the country, 35 cities. We've already done two. I'm in the third city right now, and we'll do that in about 55 days. We're going to probably touch about, I think it's 42 states we counted last night that we're going to touch around this beautiful country of ours. We had people driving from North Dakota to our Venice premiere. It's amazing. I expect people to come from all over. We had a couple in Winter Haven that drove down from Canada because they believed so much in what was happening, and they were inspiring. Actually, they were part of the Q&A. I will be at every single one of these, and I will, after we show the movie, we do a Q&A with me, and my son Michael joins me on the stage. He's with me traveling, and a couple of others who were in the movie that will join me on the stage. But I will be at every single one of these. Go to flynnmovie.com, live tour, events, and also sign up for notifications for any changes, too, because we are adding as we go. We've already had a couple of requests from some other places. So we're very excited. blessed. I feel blessed to be alive. We are driving. We're not flying in any of these. We're driving in this RV that I'm in, and we got a couple of other vehicles that are part of our team. And it's really something. It's really, really awesome. When you go to flynnmovie.com, we're also going to be posting some of the videos of some of the testimonials, as well as some of the videos of the places we've attended. So join us, and we look forward to meeting everybody.
Thank you, General. Ladies and gentlemen, flynnmovie.com. Head over there today. We've got several cities throughout the country coming up. You're going to want to see it. General, thanks for your friendship. Thanks for taking time today. I appreciate you.
Absolutely, Doug, and thanks for all that you're doing there. We'll see you in Branson.
See you in Branson, General. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back. God bless you, General. Cheers.
Sounds rolling. All three cameras, we're good.
Is there any regrets that you have in life? I should sit here and say, yeah, I got a lot of regrets. But when I look back on my life and I understand the lives that were lost, I mean, I'm sitting here with you. And I can tell my story.
Former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleaded guilty today to lying to the FBI.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
Really brilliant military career serving 33 years.
Why was he being so elusive?
Mike Flynn told the truth and faced life in prison.